What should we talk about? Should we talk about
bigger,
better podcasts?
Let's talk about how it's taking Jordan 45 minutes to get a microphone.
It has to be perfect.
Alejandro, that's not your back scratcher.
I'm not scratching my back.
You think Jay Lamb's parents want Afro-American skin follicles in their back scratcher?
My back feels so ashy and black.
Delta Force.
You want some Delta?
I'll give me some Delta. Drips. I have an oral fixation, so I just need smoke
Delta,
in my mouth.
Delta Force?
Delta Airlines.
Oh,
Delta Airlines fucking sucks,
dude. Is this
dude.
The fake weed?
Yeah, everything. It's diet weed.
You just feel kind of funny.
A little funny. You feel like doing a little trolling.
A little trolling on the internet.
A little trolling.
Jay Lamb, how are you?
I gotta pee.
Off.
Go pee. Let him go. Let him pee.
That's yeah, we're gonna have to do rotations here.
Rotations.
Don't flush.
Don't flush.
You can conserve.
Where are we in the jungle?
It's like what? What is it like per flush? It's like
per flush. What do you mean?
For electricity for a year, every single time. What does one toilet flush attribute to for a year's worth of electricity?
Do you know how a toilet works? It's not connected to the electricity.
Water. I mean water. The fucking water bill. You're paying bills. I'm talking about bills and the effect the toilet has.
Guys, we're all adults. We all pay bills now.
Yeah. I pay my...
That's why I'm thinking about these things.
I pay my Pornhub premium bill every day on the dot.
That is the worst thing to pay for, porn.
You don't have to pay for it every day. What are you
talking about? Porn?
You do.
You're talking about Pornhub subscriptions.
When you get closer to the mic.
Yeah, Jordan, get closer to your mic.
Okay, hold on.
We're talking about porn, guys.
You can move this whole thing, you know?
I mean,
you can position it so
it
you
might be too heavy for him. Sure. He's been lifting, though. I've been seeing the Instagram.
Shut the fuck up, all right? I can lift both of your asses, all right? Do you want to go right now? You're going to have to stand up.
Do you want
to
do how many push-ups can you do?
I don't know. But I could do more than you.
I doubt that. I like you want to have a push-up contest right now?
Let's do this right now.
Guys,
audio listeners, just imagine me winning.
You just count.
Audio listeners, count.
Hold on.
Before anything, ladies and gentlemen, before anything.
Neither of us is...
I hate you. At least that's your mic.
That's what I'm like. Jesus!
It's K2.
K2
is terrible drug.
Why are we mentioning that?
Never. Listen, not everything is about you, Alejandro. Okay?
Yeah.
I feel like this is the one thing.
He has one K2 overdose and now he thinks he's prima donna.
How many of you had Ernesto?
How many of you have had me? Show of hands. Ernesto's.
You can't put commas in that fucking...
You can't put commas in a conversation?
Yeah, what do you want?
You guys haven't changed a bit. It's been like 2 years and you guys haven't changed.
No, yeah, isn't that crazy? Dude's still fucking talking about people overdosing.
No, it's a good thing.
What did I ever do?
I feel like I'm the only one that's trying to get past that, you know?
What?
We've all gone past it. Oh my god.
I'm glad you're still here with us.
I'm glad you're alive.
I'm glad you're alive. Like, that shit was scary.
I'm indifferent.
Weren't you there, Jay Lamb?
Yeah, I was there. I was there in the flesh.
You were there. You were
You witnessed all of it.
All right, let me explain to you the entire story.
Not everybody knows the story, Alejandro.
Wait, hold on. Alejandro, are you comfortable with this? You can say no.
It's been 2 years.
You can say yes.
You can say yes.
It's been 2 years. Okay, but you have to put in the part where you crack.
I crack. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Have
I
to
fucking
include
forgot
that.
About
oh, this
the
was
interrogation.
A whole saga. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Can I say my part briefly because I was briefly in this because I was going to class and the owner of the what was it called
the paramedic guys.
No. You fucking the owner of the van.
Oh.
I don't want to say his name.
Yeah, we will not say his name.
He
does not deserve
a call. Let's call him Dumpy.
Yeah, Dumpy, that works.
Shitty.
Dumpy, I was heading to class, and that same day,
I saw you,
Alejandro, I saw Jay Lamb, I saw Eli, and Dumpy was like, hey, we're going to go smoke in my van. You want to join us? I'm like, no, dude, I got to go to class. That's all. And thank God I didn't.
Thank God.
Thank God. Yeah. You were responsible.
I could have died, yeah.
Yeah, you could have been the other fucking.
At that time, I was a little conservative boy that didn't do any drugs.
You know, now the odds for that happening to me were like 1 in 40.
That's a pretty good odds.
Those are pretty good odds.
So let's do it again.
Let's roll the dice again. All right, J-Lam.
Yeah, K2 after this, guys.
All right, J-Lam. Okay,
so here's how Dumpy, like, said, here's what he said, right? He was like, I've got this new drug, you know? He didn't tell us what it was. We didn't know it was K2 at all. He was like, we got this new thing. You guys want to smoke it? We were all like, yeah, cool. Let's go. Let's go in a van. Let's go in the parking lot.
He was like regarding it as the craziest experience in his life. He was like, I took one tiny hit and it made me throw up.
Whoa. That doesn't sound very pleasing.
And like, I was like 4 weeks into smoking at this point. And I had just been smoking the same exact strain every single day for the last 4 weeks. So I had a little bit of tolerance. So hearing this story, I'm like, oh, the extremes. I'm finally getting some exotic. I've been hearing about this. You know what I mean?
Some
I
was strange. So
excited. Yeah, I was like, oh, are these strains? You know, is this what a strain is? Saying all types of wrong things. We were like, oh, you don't say. This is some strong stuff, huh?
The feeling of K2, it felt like you were really, it was some really, really good weed. At least for me. For Alejandro, it was not.
It was not very good.
Inhaled that shit.
I beg to differ, yeah. Oh my god. It was a fight for my life the second I exhaled that shit.
What did you really have, the medical term? You just had a nervous breakdown?
No.
You just overdosed.
Yeah, it put me into... I fell into unconsciousness because my body just started overloading. And so my body just...
Is it like a...
Sprinkle a water bottle into the microphone?
Well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I'm just reminding you.
This is a trauma. Ernesto.
Dude, I'm sorry. So you got... Okay, so our good friend John saves your life.
I had a seizure.
You had a seizure, basically.
Yeah, a drug-induced seizure.
Dude, if John didn't walk by with his friend... Like, I don't know what
I saw him today at work, by the way. Mm-hmm. I was doing my thing, and he's like, Alejandro? I turn around, and I see good old John. Dude, he's an absolute unit still.
But he's like
in
huge.
In exactly the way that you would think a firefighter would be built. You know what I mean? He's like tree trunk type of dude, but he's fit.
Great
he's
golfer. Fit. Golf with him a lot.
Yeah, I actually have a lot of golfing equipment to put to use.
Now that you work in the insurance game, I mean, that stuff's just lying around.
Yeah, no, that's actually exactly what
happened. So you get taken to the... So the paramedics are called on you, and they take you where?
They take me to Sarasota Memorial Hospital.
Hop and a skip away, really.
A hop and a skip away, yeah. And the administrator was there.
Oh, Lord.
And at this point... After everything that happened, my seizure and everything, John's comes and saves my life. I wake up and I'm surrounded. All I can see is like the sun coming in between a bunch of people. The entire paramedic class is like standing in a semicircle around me. Half of them are taking notes. I swear to God, the teacher was like, you see this situation, this is what you do. And he was teaching them. So I became a guinea pig in that
moment. You became in real life... instruction manual.
Yeah. I was a fucking end of the year dissection.
You were a final exam.
Yeah, pretty much. John passed flying colors.
He won a medal for it. No, our school honored him.
Did he actually?
Yeah, he did for graduation. You were there, you fucking idiot.
No fucking way. I don't remember this at all.
You were there at graduation.
But he won a medal?
He didn't win a medal, but he got like a special recommendation and they put like a special sash on him.
Wow, I gave that to him.
He saved your life.
Yeah, he owes you one.
He owes me one, yeah.
No. So what, and then what happened? Alejandro leaves, and then what happens, J-Lam?
Let me finish. Because this is the best part of the story, honestly. Because at this point, I wake up, and nothing serious is there anymore in my head. I'm just high off my fucking rocker, and I wake up surrounded by a bunch of people. I look around, and the first thing I say, I look at Peyton. Peyton's there. She's about to cry, and I'm like, I feel like Spider-Man right now.
I remember that. I remember she told me like, I don't understand how someone can like have an overdose, wake up, and the first thing they say is just like, I can't believe I'm Spider-Man.
And the paramedics walk up to me. Everyone's laughing at this point. The mood changed so fast after I said that. And I felt powerful.
You know what I mean? You created a situation, and then you got right back on the horse and alleviated it with a funny joke.
Didn't skip a beat.
Exactly. I mean, that's God's work right there. Amen. That's Amen. A good rebound.
The paramedics came up to me and they go, "Can you walk?" I go, "Yeah, but I don't want to." So they do the duffel bag. They put their hands underneath my armpits and underneath my knees.
And then just carry me out.
Like a sad little bag. I'm just like sitting there with my arms up and everything. I was so embarrassed. I was trying to regain my composure. I was like, damn, I just fucking cracked a cool joke and now they're doing this to me.
They're dragging you.
They should have held you above them.
Like, yeah, Jesus Christ. Hilarious. Like, everybody in the school just like moves you along, and people get out of their houses and stop their cars, and then we do a giant human like chain to Sarasota Memorial. That's what should have happened.
Yeah, no, I was 100% expecting the stroller to come out, and so they put me in the ambulance, and the administrator comes down and he sits his big old lanky fat ass on the fucking ambulance
lanky
bench.
And fat,
actually I think he was like 5'3". He's not lanky at all.
Lanky, nice. And 5'3".
I'm sitting here, I'm getting my IVs put in by the paramedics and everything, and I'm looking dead in the eyes of this administrator. I'm angry. I'm like,
why are you angry?
Because I know he's here.
What did he do to you?
He's coming in.
Pissed off.
He's off the rip. I can already tell the authoritarians are coming after the whole gang. So
of
I'm
course,
like,
a student just OD'd in a parking
exactly,
lot.
Exactly. So I'm like, he's going to ask questions. He's going to start interrogating me. I'm giving him the fucking hairy eye.
The hairy eye.
The hairiest of all.
The hairiest Tubman
eye. I look at him and I put my hand. Guys, I put my hand underneath my fucking shirt. Put my hand underneath my shirt and I do a little gun pose. So I have like the fake gun. You know what I mean? I look at him in the eye and I'm like, I ain't telling you shit.
I ain't
pig.
Telling you jack, ho.
I ain't telling you nothing, pig. And he just looks away, and the paramedics, this dude's about to put a fucking IV in my vein. He just starts crumbling laughing. Yeah,
oh gee, oh gee.
I was just cracking jokes the entire way there. The paramedics were fucking dying. This dude with a fucking stoner face or poker face, not a stoner face. He doesn't do that.
He's not laughing at any of the jokes.
No, he's dead serious. I'm trying to make him smile, do something.
Because if you make him smile, like, maybe the punishment isn't so hard. No, what did you even get off of that? Like, a week off?
Honestly, free vacation. I thought I was going to get expelled so hard.
I don't know how you didn't get expelled. I don't know. Because this isn't, like, the first incident that Alejandro's had.
Yeah, no, that was, like, supposedly my last straw. And then after that, every teacher knew that I was on deferred expulsion. I could do whatever the fuck I wanted. Nobody wanted to pull that trigger.
I think that's the...
I'd skip class, walk right next to him, be like, all right, I'm leaving. And be like, bye. Because if I received one more referral or anything of that nature, it would have been automatic expulsion.
It was towards the end of the year, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, and then what happened to you, Jordan? Because you were an accomplice in all this.
Yeah.
It's
fucked up. The aftermath.
I remember the day after, I was told to not say anything.
I
wasn't even there because I met up with Alejandro because we rode like half of the bus to school because I would transfer it at the other high school.
Yeah.
And like two polytech Jordan, would you be there?
It was the morning bus.
Yeah,
every day was like an episode of Cops. We couldn't like talk like about the incident because so
like in Cops.
Yeah,
everybody in Cops is just hush hush.
Piggybacking off of getting suspended for like 2 weeks.
We got suspended off rip for 3 days, and then immediately like the day after that all of us got back together and we're like, this is 3 days to make our case, you know?
Yeah,
I mean, they just gave us time.
Yeah, so the sheriff and his little cop buddies all interrogated each of us separately. So Gustavo, me, Eli, fucking Dumpy, and whoever else was
didn't Dumpy there. Just run away when all this was happening?
No, he stuck it out, and we spent like the 3 days of suspension just like constantly meeting up. I remember we met up at like a Taco Bell, and we just like we literally got our story straight.
He does whatever he wants.
We got our story straight.
Had to suffer in his B's class. And yeah. B's class.
We could have been anywhere in the fucking world.
We could have been
figuring out how to do audio.
This is why I'm not good at anything. I spent all my time in high school when I could have been, like, learning skills.
Yeah. You could have been learning how to get away with interrogation methods. And
yeah.
Dude, oh my god, they had this fucking method where they would lie straight to your face, right?
That's what they do. We warned you. We warned you, Jordan.
You guys warned me, and I did crack immediately.
So this is the famous Jordan crack story.
Oh my god. He went in first. We're like, you got this, Jordan.
Oh, you were like,
the weak kid always goes first. The one they think is gonna crack, that's the one they go first.
They were gonna pick you first.
You either go first or go last. The weak guy always goes either first or last.
He was like Ned in No Way Home.
Dude, they fucking got me. He literally
was.
Oh my god.
Shit. I was simultaneously relieved as well as disappointment.
I was disappointed. What just happened?
Yeah.
You just gave Dumpy away?
They interrogated me. They were like, here's a piece of paper, write down what happened that day. So I did. But it was, so this was one of, there were two total, like, interrogations for me. On the first interrogation, on the paper, I wrote down that I went to McDonald's that day. I just had a vanilla cone, you know, basic shit.
Did you really put it in the part of the
I actually did.
Cone?
I really did.
He says he was at McDonald's. Thousands of eyewitnesses saw him at the scene.
I do not remember discussing this.
Like,
I wrote down McDonald's.
What? You were there. They saw you there.
McDonald's.
They didn't see me, okay?
Everybody else did. All they needed to do is just pull up the cameras. And Jordan lied.
I told you guys to fuck off before I passed out.
All right. So then I was called back in again. Because they knew I fucking lied. They were like, you lied to us. Now write down the real story. So then that's what I did. And that's it. Like, they caught
me. Wow.
And then they got all the facts from me. I cracked first.
We cracked so hard, too. Like, it was... Like, I went into the thing and I was like, I mean, there must be some detail that they didn't leave in. They started listing off all of these details, describing everything. And I'm like, well, fuck. You know, I can't even, like, soften the blow at this point.
I remember, like, messaging Eli and Gustavo and them being like, so here's what they're going to tell you. Here are your tips on what not to say. And then the next day I cracked.
I mean,
we made group chats. We had seminars.
Yeah, we were like a gang, honestly.
Yeah, that was the closest we were.
You were like a Casa Nostra. Like, nobody rats on each other, and the Asian guy was the first to rat. You kind of relieved it for everybody else.
You did.
Kind of like.
I wish I didn't go down like that, though. Like, that was really weird. It was
so fucking funny, bro. You left the place. Broken. You were devastated. You just ran into Eli's arms. You're like, hi guys, I'm broke. And everyone was like, they were trying to hide their disappointment and try to comfort you. We're like, oh no, Jordan. You know,
oh my god.
What? I remember I was just looking up at the sky. I was like, God, what do I do in this moment? What would Vin Diesel do?
You know what Vin Diesel wouldn't do, Alejandro? He would tell his friends what they're smoking.
That's true. Vin Diesel would disclose all fucking facts.
You know, especially when, you know... Can I just tell this story about how Alejandro fucking lied to me?
Didn't lie to me,
kept important information away from me.
That's much more likely to happen.
I buy this rig from the vape shop, this weed rig.
Does that have Rick and Morty on it?
No, but it is Cheech, so it's, you know, it's good.
Yeah,
Cheech and Morty.
And we break it out in at the vape store. Me, Alejandro, or Alejandro with Brady and I. And Brady goes to get weed, comes back, and he fills my bong with water, and he's like, "You need to have the first rip." No, wait, bro, you need to have the first rip of this. I go, okay, Brady, I will. And I'm about to go in, and he stops me, and he goes, be careful, it's fast and hard. And I go, roger that, Brady. And I ripped it pretty hard.
The strain was LSD.
Thanks for spoiling the fucking story. Yes,
I remember.
You didn't tell me. Like, what the fuck? Like, how do you not tell somebody, because like, oh, buddy, by the way, it's LSD weed.
Jesus Christ.
It's fucking crazy.
No, it's, oh my God.
I was high for 4 days, dude. For 4 days. I thought, okay, I'm sober now. And then I would move my hand, and it felt like I was, like, putting my hand through, like wrapping paper. You know what I mean? Like those, know. Like clear foil paper.
Yeah, right, right. Like plastic wrap.
Yeah, plastic wrap, basically. Yeah, now you put your hand through it, and it kind of stretches. That's what it felt. When I moved my hand, it felt like that. I was high for 4 days. My mom caught me immediately because
having an experience. 4 days.
I was having a traumatic experience.
I didn't think your eyes could sink any deeper into your face. You were sitting on that little chair, dude. Fucking.
I was sitting, dude. I was sitting in that chair, and I felt like Dunkirk was happening in my fucking stomach, dude. Not the movie, the actual fucking battle. Mm-hmm. I could feel like, dude, there was like. My stomach was just like, it was like explosions of feeling just going through my stomach, and I was like, because I just wanted to throw up because I was laced with LSD.
That's fucked up.
It was not.
It is totally fucked up. I had to drive home. He didn't even offer me to drive me back, knowing that I was completely fucked up.
Be careful, by the way.
You don't have to shag walk somebody when they get too fucking high, okay? I don't have to drive.
How many times have I done that for you?
None that I remember.
So many times, you high as a kite. I had to pick you up from that exact same vape shop and drive you all the way back home.
I mean, that's just a matter of getting home, really.
Wow.
I just happened to be high during.
Never
those
pay
events.
It forward. Oh my God. Always pay it backwards.
Oh my God. All right, well, let's clear this up. First of all, the strain was called LSD.
Because it had LSD in it.
No. Ernesto is such a fucking lightweight that an entire bowl puts him through 3 days of chain smoke.
Of course. I'm a lightweight. You knew it was a lightweight.
The fuck out of it. It was a Cheech piece, and it was literally 5 inches tall.
Yes.
So it was literally like putting a Rasengan in your mouth. Like, you couldn't do anything.
I know this. Yeah. I know it.
Fucking ate some cock, and it was green, dude.
That's like an all-time quote.
You ate some cock,
and it was the next line of merch.
Oh my fucking God. My very face different. Felt like a Tim Burton character's face.
Off.
Just right. Droopy and shit. It felt like my
you
face was
like
made
of Coraline's dad.
Exactly. That's what I looked like. I looked like Coraline's fucking disco dad.
Exactly what you're. That's actually. Audio viewers, please. That's exactly what he looks like.
Audio viewers.
Audio viewers.
Coraline and her father.
And video listeners, of course.
I'm a video listener. I put like 30-minute videos on and like just not watch. I just put them on in the background and do shit.
Yeah, I use white noise.
Like,
when you sleep or just
no, just
to have around.
Yeah, I have to have background noise or I'll hear the voices.
The voices?
No, I hear tinnitus.
What do they say? Hey, you, I don't like your girlfriend.
Exactly.
No way, no way.
But
I
it's like, there's like, one. There's like an effect on it, so it sounds like a demon voice, like a scary demon.
Dude,
voice.
One time. Hey. I was just laying in bed, and I thought somebody was outside my window because I heard like leaves crunching.
It was me,
and it literally sounded like Minecraft, like walking on grass, like. And I looked out my window. I don't see anything, but I keep hearing it. And I go to the bathroom, and I keep hearing it. And I just realize, oh wait, I'm having an auditory hallucination, and it just went away.
I would never believe myself if I ever thought that. Auditory hallucinations. I just have to assume everything's real, you know.
Sometimes I hear random voices like at late night.
Like, well, you're I'm just sleeping. Lonely.
No, but like when my parents aren't here, I'm just like I think I hear their voices, but it could probably just be
maybe it's just the ghost of an ancestor. Yeah.
Ever since I
came crossing the Pacific.
Jesus.
Okay.
Ever since I went to Halloween, which is a 4-day festival, my tinnitus. I can't listen to anything now. I gotta do some white noises at night. Dude, that festival was insane. Did you know you can build like a very quick tolerance to beans? I was taking them like vitamins. It was.
Are you having fun? I'm having fun.
Yeah, I'm having a good time.
Where do you guys work?
Let me tell you where I work.
I don't have to disclose that.
So audio listeners, you do not know this, promote but Ernesto right is actually wearing an SCF shirt. You can bleep that out if you want to, but I don't care, because that's where I work.
Represent! Go Knights! Woo!
Didn't they beat the fucking Gators the other week?
I think you've got the wrong schools mixed up. You've got the wrong
team. Ah, oh, damn.
That SCF, so not UCF.
Okay, I was one. Okay, that's. Well, that makes it a lot less impactful.
What do you do at SCF?
You get your first 2 years of college done without going into unforeseeable amounts of debt.
Exactly. See, this man's a spokesperson. Easy. You know, he's not even hired yet. But basically what I do is I go around, I talk to people, I try to get shit going, try to make shit fun. Like I do plan events. I try to do
that. You get paid for this?
Yeah, I get paid.
You try to plan parties, bro?
Yeah.
What kind of parties?
SCF parties.
Yeah, what is an SCF party? What
an SCF party would look like? Ask Ernesto.
I think you should
plan. Do I go to parties
right now?
Do you go to SCF parties?
Do you even stay at SCF, like, after your classes end, like, to do activities or whatever?
No, I'm not. I'm so not a loser.
You just go home.
I have...
You're the problem at SCF, okay? What? So basically, what I'm trying to do...
Fix that. So I'm just gonna stay at SCF for, like, 15 minutes, do a little event, and then drive all the way back home.
At least you live very far. But at least at that event, you know, you
can have nothing done.
Or something.
It's about the
coffee.
Experience.
Yeah, it really is about fun. Listen,
Jordan, I don't know when was the last time you went to a class at SCF, but let me give you the rundown. Because maybe you've been planning too many parties and skipping too many classes. How about that? Mm. Let me tell you what class at SCF is like. Nobody talks to each other.
That's true.
When everybody waits outside the door, nobody speaks to each other.
I never spoke to a single person.
When everybody gets into the class, nobody speaks. When everybody leaves, nobody speaks. Everybody just goes back to their other fucking classes.
And now I'm just doing online classes.
Do you know why, Jordan? Because SCF is a college, but it's not a real college, is it?
College.
Everyone is an adult, and no one has to talk to each other.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like, why would I fucking stay after class and speak to someone? A, I have another class, or B, I could just go to work.
You know what?
And make real money.
This guy doesn't have
instead of spend money to learn how to make money.
He doesn't have a capacity for what you and I like to call fun.
He doesn't have school spirit. That's what you lack.
Nobody has more SCF school spirit than me.
Are you serious? Are you fucking serious?
Do you want to do an SCF quiz right now?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it right now.
All right, you go first.
Okay, so
I'm sure our viewers will.
I'll start.
Aren't you gonna ask me questions?
I'll start. When did SCF let black people under the campus?
I don't know.
1965.
How do you
gotta
know
like, give
how
it
do
a
you know
second
that?
So the because
I studied up on
too.
SCF lore.
Why?
I don't know, dude.
You didn't.
All right, ask me a question.
Okay, so. What was SCF's former name?
Manatee Community
College.
No. Manatee something. Manatee Community.
Is it MCC?
MCC, yeah. Manatee Community College.
Yeah. It's facts.
All right. I got one for you.
What's your
Where would you locate the math building? What building number is it in?
27. Suck my dick, Ernesto.
Pretty good.
Okay, so, where is the club hub located?
The club hub, it is located either building 6 or building 4. Am I close?
You're wrong.
Am I wrong?
On both fronts.
My teacher kept telling me to go. I kept saying, yeah, I'll go.
You'll find me in there. Because that's my job.
It's not in the fucking library.
Yeah, no. So listeners, if you want to
21
SCF and you want Jordan as your first target, you know where to find him.
I do.
Building 14. Building 14.
Yep, at SCF, yes, formerly MCC.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We're going to Jordan.
Building 14. I kept saying
allegedly
4 and 6.
This is how my brain works.
This
four
is all
and
hypothetical.
Six.
No.
I might not actually
wait,
be
4
there.
Plus 6 equals 10. Building 10 is the art room. Why don't I just add 4 more to it? Building 14. That's how my brain works. And I got it right.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's nice to have an unconventional way of doing math that works.
Yeah, anyway. who is
what?
Who last one? If you get this one wrong, we're tied. We're tied.
Are we?
We're okay. Tied, yeah.
Wow.
If okay, who is the director of art at SCF?
Right? Like the department head?
Who's the department head? Yeah.
Fucking some Asian
What's
dude
his name?
Named Hyun. Kim. Wait, no, I know this. No, I don't. I don't know his name, but it's something along the lines of Hyun. That's my answer.
It is, in fact, Dr. Kim Hyun.
He's a philosophy professor.
Chad-like. Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing being the director of art.
Don't know what art has to do with philosophy.
Yeah, he's a weird dude, but
weird dude indeed. Doesn't know anything about art.
Trey, you work in the deli?
I can say that. How's the deli, Trey?
Dear God. Hey guys, you know it's been a while, but yes, I'm still working at a deli. Can you not do that?
Dude.
Hey, cook me some.
First thing I want to say, guys, right now, in this moment of silence, woman and I guess gentlemen. Who worshipped One Direction, and I mean worshipped. Where are you now? Huh? What's your life look like?
Wait, what?
What?
You guys weren't listening.
You're probably on TikTok.
Yeah, because we were doing something.
Jesus Christ.
Wait, I heard, where's the guy that worshipped One Direction?
No, like, ladies and gentlemen, those people, those people that worshipped One Direction.
Where's this guy going?
Where'd they go? Where are they?
You mean the One Direction fans?
Yeah, where are they?
The Directioners?
I don't know. I imagine they grew up. They're still there.
Other Directions.
They went other directions besides the One Direction.
Thank God.
They're now.
That's what I hope. I'm asking genuinely. Like I want to know. Like,
why don't we do a poll? Where did the One Direction fans
Yeah, sound off
go?
In the comments.
Can we put it on Twitter?
Maybe they broke off into casts now that the group is all broken
Triggering,
up.
Triggering, do you have a Twitter?
I do have Twitter. It's at the Triggering.
There you have it. We're going to have her pull there.
Where are the One Direction?
You don't know
fans?
How long that's been bubbling for me. You don't know how long I've been thinking about that. You know, I just wanted a platform to express
how long,
myself.
How long has that been working?
You were on your high horse.
Just a little
bit. Weren't you on your high horse in high school?
I was on my high horse. I was on my high horse because, like...
Whatever, I loved you enough
not,
to look away, you know?
It's cool. Stop doing it on school campus. Stop doing it on your Snapchat story. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
You don't.
Then
you
that's all. That's all.
See, all that's the problem. Say. The
you and me,
saturated
Mr. Stoll's
for
class, Jordan.
It's like
we'd go to the bathroom.
They kind of like you generalize there.
We take those 30-second dab hits, dude.
But now I'm one of them.
You're a degenerate, just like us.
Yeah. I remember me and the boys. Used to go to the bathroom like together. It wasn't a girl only exclusive thing to go to the bathroom together. Cause me and the boys, we go to the bathroom together, and we go in there to rip some pens, bro. I remember Eli's birthday.
It's reserved for girls and stoners.
Amen. Eli's
AKA
birthday.
Real men.
Me. I took Eli from. I don't think Eli's in Mr. Stoll's class. I took him from the class next door. I think he had Mrs. Lowry's class, and it was his birthday. And I walk next door, middle of whatever the fuck she's doing. I'm like, Eli, let's go. And that's why I love those two classes next to each other, because it was just chaos.
It was just pandemonium.
Yeah, that was the best part of high school. Our senior year was just pandemonium. Like nobody. We were the most confident class ever, but we didn't know anything what the fuck we were doing.
We were playing creative mode.
Creative mode.
I thought it was such hot shit because of organic oatmeal lotion. I smelled damn good. All of you, I can guarantee you at least somebody remembers me because of my smell.
You stunk. You stunk like a ghost.
No, dude. I swear to God.
Rank.
Yes, what the you fuck did. Maybe you stunk, Mr. Marlboro. Get the fuck out
the
of here.
The fuck out of here.
Bro, my mom bought me organic oatmeal lotion, my guy.
What the fuck is organic oatmeal lotion?
See, this is why you fucking stink, Ernesto.
Doesn't it just sell sprays for that?
No. What the... See? God, why am I taking
okay, so it's
your...
lotion that... Is it like oatmeal? Is it chunky like
it's
oatmeal?
Oatmeal-based. It's an oatmeal-based lotion.
What does it mean? Do they like make it with the oatmeal? They put Quaker oats and then mix the lotion powder
know.
In?
Yeah. I don't know.
That
listen, the bottom
Jaylen,
line
that
is,
sounds like something from your country. Explain.
I'd rather eat oatmeal.
It was organic. It was oatmeal. And it smelled godly. I can't describe it. It wasn't even like an oatmeal
but,
smell.
But
it
what
was
happened?
Something completely different.
Yeah, uh-huh. But what happened to the cocoa lotion?
The cocoa butter lotion?
Yeah.
That was before that. Or after, I don't know. Anyway.
Falling off to your roots. Well, Ernesto, my computers is about to fucking die.
Ernesto, can you do,
Did you guys hear this guy? He shit, doesn't believe in lotion.
Name? David,
guys.
David Schwimmer?
Friends, no. Ross.
A short actor, David, not David Spader. I'm thinking of James Spader.
Son of
David.
A bitch.
Name a movie.
Copperfield.
Fuck it. I can't even remember the movie. Emperor's New Groove. He was Emperor Cusco.
David.
David.
David is something.
Hasselhoff.
Something A.
Are you sure
it's like
not
a single
Hass?
Syllable? Am I stupid?
David Spade?
David Spade!
You said
oh my
David Spade.
Spade.
I said Spader.
I thought you said Spade.
I knew it was David Spade.
I was thinking
I
of James
say.
Spader.
Do you want me to
so
do
like,
a David Spade impression?
Can you please
impression?
Do a David Spade impression? Because I feel like you could.
Alright.
That just dawned on me. You do
I
an Emperor
really
Cusco?
I was hanging out with Adam Sandler and he was like and this is my impression is David Spade's impression of Adam Sandler.
Okay, go ahead.
So Adam Sandler like walks into the room and he's like over here. It's really cringy. I can do a really good Norm Macdonald impression.
Please, oh my god, please.
This is Norm Macdonald's one of Norm Macdonald's fucking funniest jokes ever, dude. Literally killed me when I heard it.
Norm Macdonald just makes me want to watch Bill Burr.
So there's the I was down in Las Vegas, and I met these two midgets, you know, little people, and I was having breakfast with them, just hanging out, you know, talking to the small folk, and they were telling me about what happened to them last night. A couple nights ago, really. So these two midgets were out in the Las Vegas Strip and they decided to get two hookers for each other. And they took it back to their apartments, you know, have sex with the hookers. And one of them gets on the bed with a hooker and he starts getting on top of her and lying on her and, you know... And his buddy's room is right next door. And he hears his buddy goes, 1, 2, 3, huh? 1, 2, 3, huh? And a little time passes. The little midget's fucking this prostitute. And he hears his buddy again go, 1, 2, 3, huh? 1, 2, 3, huh? So this guy's thinking, holy smokes, my guy is having a wonderful time with his prostitute. So, then it's the next day, and the two midgets go downstairs, and they're recounting what happened last night. And one of the midgets tells the other, oh man, I had the greatest sex last night with this prostitute. The first midget we were talking about. And she was so good, and I came all over her with my little penis. And he goes, how did your night go? And my night, I couldn't even get on the bed.
That was amazing. I love how dedicated you were that because like those jokes are really like long drawn out.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't back out.
I feel like No. I wanted to. I'm like, because that's the fucking like real comic mentality. Like, oh, it's dragging on. Mm-hmm. But then I just remember whenever I think, oh, a joke's dragging on too long, I just think, how does Norm Macdonald just keep.
Yeah, you can use that to your advantage.
Just beating it to a fucking pulp, stretching
it
out.
What would Norm Macdonald do, bro?
Fuck it.
I feel like
recording.
A stupid voice. All right,
this is the end of the podcast.
Hey, what's up? I mean, hey, goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is the track.